Joining us right now is the host of The Rick Edelman Show right here on WMAL. He's also the best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. Rick Edelman, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you both, Mary. How are you?
Doing great, because you know what? The stock market's doing well. I know Mike McKay here. Every time we talk about the stock market, he pumps his fist. He's like, yeah, he's so happy. He's making money. But let me ask you, what goes up must come down. Do you see any warning signs in the new year?
Not at the moment. The economy is doing very, very well. Corporate profits are very strong. The Fortune 500 is sitting on a couple of trillion dollars of cash. The new tax law is going to bring another couple of trillion back into the country. Unemployment is at a record low. Inflation remains low. Housing prices are strong. Everything is looking really good right now, which is why the stock market is performing so well.
Yeah, and the tax bill, I mean, what they're predicting, Rick, right, that it may jump the economy up to three to four percent growth rate.
Yeah, we haven't seen that in a couple of decades. It's been the 1980s since we've seen that level of annual growth, and there is optimism that the new tax law is going to help perpetuate what we've got going on. That remains to be seen, of course, but there's a lot of optimism in the economic marketplace these days.
All right. So if I'm listening to this, and maybe I've never really been in the stock market, I say, wow, all these people are making so much money. Is this a bad time to jump in, though?
It depends on your perspective, and you're right. There are about half of Americans do not own any stock investments. They don't have any stock mutual funds. They're not participating in the stock funds in their 401k at work or their thrift savings plan in the C fund. They're sitting on the sidelines and watching this going on, and they're asking that very question, Mary, should I get in? And here's the answer. If your perspective is long-term, meaning 10 years or more, then yes, you should invest some, not all, but some of your money in the stock market. And the reason I say 10 years or more is that, other than the Great Depression, we've never had a 10-year period where stock prices ended a 10-year interval lower than when they began. So if you have a long-term outlook with a high, high degree of confidence, you can go ahead and invest. But if you're planning to invest for only a year or two, anything can happen, and who knows what might occur. And so we recommend to our clients, don't invest unless you plan to invest for the long term.
Right. Now, why is it that number that you said 50% of people don't invest in the stock market, especially if you have the option of a 401k with your business, with work? Why wouldn't you invest?
It's predominantly fear. Ownership of stocks in this country is at a 20-year low. We haven't seen this few Americans since 08, and that's the cause. So many people lost so much money so quickly in the 2008 credit crisis that it literally scared them out of the water. It's like watching the movie Jaws, and they swore never to get back in. And so they're frozen in time. They sold after the market fell 65%, and they saw their horrific losses. They got out, and they sat there ever since. And even though the stock market has quadrupled since then, they have not enjoyed the recovery. So their fear is a result of lack of education, a lack of knowledge. People don't understand that occasional declines in the market are routine. It's not a reason to get out, not a reason to stay out. It's like a traffic light on a road. You just sit and wait for it to turn green again and resume your journey.
So all those folks who sold, if they had stayed in the market until now, they would be reaping quite a reward, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely right. If you had stayed in, your money today would be twice as high compared to the high of 2007. So had you done nothing, you'd be twice as wealthy today. Instead, they're half as wealthy because they sold at the low out of panic and fear. And unfortunately, human emotion is what does in most people.
Yeah, and you have to be cold when you deal with money. You can't have an emotional attachment to money, because when you have an emotional attachment, a lot of times you do like things like, oh, buy a stock because I love this product, I'm going to buy that stock. Well, the company may not be well run, so you can't have emotion involved in it. What about gold and silver? You see a lot of ads all over television for buy gold or buy silver. Good investments, number one. Number two, which is better, gold or silver?
Well, those commercials are largely a scam. It makes absolutely no sense to succumb to a sales pitch you hear on a late-night infomercial. Instead, you need to recognize that if their promises were so accurate, why would they be selling the gold to you? Why wouldn't they be hoarding it for themselves? Clearly, they make more money in commissions selling you the gold and silver than you're going to earn owning it. So you need to dismiss all that nonsense. Gold and silver belong in the portfolio, precious metals as well as minerals like zinc and copper. They belong in the portfolio as part of a diversification. We typically recommend 5% or less for our clients. You don't need a lot of it. Don't think it's you're going to get rich quick. And ignore the myth that when stocks go down, gold goes up. That is a myth. That is not true. And that's the argument people use for buying gold and silver. So rather than choosing between them, diversification says you should own gold and silver and platinum, as well as diamonds and copper and zinc, and you should own all of it. The more you, more different assets you own, the less risky your portfolio.
Rick, I see the early reports for, of the Christmas shopping spree that we all go on indicate that retailers may have had the best year since 2011. I take it that's probably another good sign for the economy and consumer confidence?
Yes, very much so. With so many Americans working and wages finally beginning to rise, Americans are feeling really good about their economic situation and willing to spend more. We also had an extra weekend of Christmas shopping this year because Christmas was Monday, yesterday, rather than Friday. So it gave retailers an extra weekend to generate sales. And they surely needed that shot in the arm because online shopping is, for the first time ever, exceeding brick-and-mortar retail shopping. So it was great news for that sector, great news for the economy overall, and you're right, it demonstrates renewed consumer confidence, further evidence of the strength of this economy.
Let's talk about this tax bill and how it's going to affect people in the coming year, hoping to see more money in our paychecks as early as February, which would be fantastic. But for people who live in high-tax states where you can only deduct up to $10,000 in your SALT taxes, do you think that people should be paying property taxes this year for next year payment advance? Is it worth it?
It might be. You should talk with your tax advisor before Friday, because that's when the deadline is with the end of the year. It very well may be worthwhile. Now, only in states where it's allowed, so you need to check to see if it's valid where you live, and if so, is it worthwhile to prepay the tax December 31 as opposed to January 2? And that's assuming you have the cash flow. Do you have the ready cash on hand to be able to pay the bill? And for a lot of folks, the size of their property taxes and local taxes are not significant enough to bother doing this. So will a lot of people doing it? I think in New York and California more so than Virginia and Maryland.
Okay. All right. So talk to your financial advisor, because I think for some people it absolutely is worth it. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, if it's worth it for me, I'm going to I'll make the sacrifice and get that money out and maybe use the money as time goes on in the new year and build that money back up. I think it may very well be worth it. Less money to the government. I'm a big fan of that. Rick Edelman, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.